We're going to move on to a different kind of collaboration now. We're going to hear about a research group, a project that's being conducted by several people over in the film studies department. They've just started something they call the Dynamics of World Cinema Project, and they're sort of taking on the idea of how movies move around the world, and they've got a bunch of different people looking at a bunch of different aspects. So we sent one of our producers, Michael Finley, over to take a look, and he found out about the different ways, first of all, that they've sort of classified and categorized world cinema.
I'm here with Reagan Ryan and Ruby Chung, and we are here to discuss the dynamics of world cinema. Okay, so you've divided the distribution of world cinema into four strands then.
Yes.
So it's global blockbusters, internet-enabled distribution, film festival circuit, and diasporic distribution. I suppose the one that's most familiar to people, Reagan, is global blockbusters. Is that the most important one?
Well, it sort of depends on how you define kind of important. I mean, what we're really looking at is sort of how all of these different strands come together to create a sort of system that sometimes challenges and sometimes sort of works with the Hollywood model. So while global blockbusters are certainly the biggest money maker, I think for both the industries in Hong Kong and India and elsewhere, and also for Hollywood, actually, as they increasingly have sort of deals with these other industries to distribute their films, they may not necessarily, may not necessarily be the most important in terms of the kind of impact and the sheer quantity of films that are circulating through it. I mean, the more films circulate through film festivals, through the internet, through sort of DVD distribution, either kind of black market or legitimate, than are ever going to sort of circulate through those kind of channels of the global blockbuster.
I mean, Ruby, you're specializing on the diasporic distribution. I think that's, out of all those four strands, that's the term that might be most unfamiliar to someone who was unfamiliar with the project. Could you explain a little about what that entails?
Well, basically, we're investing how films among the diasporic groups are being circulated within and also probably in between different diasporic groups. For example, we'll be seeing how the Turkish people in UK are distributing films from Turkey among them, as well as, between them and from the home country. Things like that.
Okay, so it's sort of how different social communities and groups,
yes,
enable the distribution. So, as we were saying earlier, the one that sticks out there as sort of the newbie to the group has to be internet-enabled distribution, because that couldn't have been there 2 years ago. And how's that affected the way film distribution works?
Well, I think it's in some ways sort of collapsed kind of traditional film distribution models with film exhibition models, right? I mean, it both delivers films directly to people who then watch the films on their personal screens. And I think that's increasingly what we're going to be looking at through this project is sort of how these sort of new channels are collapsing what have historically been sort of separate aspects of the global film industry. But in terms of sort of the internet, I mean, it's making, while digital technologies have made film production available to a much larger number of people around the world than ever has been sort of the case historically, these internet-enabled distribution channels are also making delivery of these things possible. I mean, previously, only the film festival circuit was probably any way to, it was the way you could disseminate these smaller films around the world. But now anybody can upload it onto YouTube or onto actually even more sort of more focused sites for the Chinese diaspora, the Indian diaspora, and people are sort of able to kind of not only circulate their own films but exchange films this way, which I think is significant.
I mean, the other category that hasn't exploded quite as much as the internet but has certainly grown is the film festivals, and every town seems to have their own film festival.
Well, that, film festivals have definitely exploded over the last 20 years and are now sort of everywhere. They, there's actually sort of ways in which they are tying into these other channels as well. I mean, I think one of, you know, we're especially interested in looking at kind of non-European, non-American regions through which these films are circulating. But there's a really, I think, great example of how these things all come together with a film festival in New York. There's the sort of New York Asian Film Festival that was prompted when, you know, previously Asian film was primarily distributed through theaters in diaspora communities in Chinatown. You know, Chinese film was brought in and shown in theaters in Chinatown. But as DVDs started to circulate, both legitimately and through a huge black market for these films, all of these little theaters shut down. And so somebody started a film festival to start to bring these things back in to show them theatrically and to sort of reach a wider audience actually beyond the diaspora. So you can sort of see in instances like these how all of these different channels are kind of colliding to create new markets for film, but to actually bring film to new places where either in places where they haven't previously been available or in ways they haven't previously been available. So you sort of go from sort of theaters, neighborhood theaters, to people watching them on their screens at home to
on a computer.
Yeah, or on their computer to these institutions with red carpets.
It's interesting for me coming and finding out about this project before I came to speak to you. I would have considered, I guessed that what you might be doing in film studies would be sort of like English literature, but with films instead of books. But that's seems to be much broader than that.
Well, actually, film studies is more than just studying film itself. But most of the time, we will have to take care of also the context, for example, and maybe the industry, the film industry, or even which is actually up and coming, the economy thing, the whole economy, how the economy actually affecting what kind of film is being produced and what kind of film is being distributed, things like that. So, so it's more than like English studies or even, you know, just purely studying books or, you know, just test. No, it's more than that, basically.
Okay, so what's coming up for the project?
Well, basically, we just have a very new website mounted up, which is hosted by the university at the moment. So, you know, you can check it out. And then we have several publications coming up. The first one is a film festival yearbook, which is in the pipeline at the moment. We're doing editing. Dean and Reagan are co-editing the yearbook, and it will be out in May. Mm-hmm. And basically, the editing process is almost done, and now we'll be entering the production stage. And then we have, I mean, out of the project, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, and also, sorry, you mentioned Dina there. Could you explain who she is? Sorry.
Well, we have a couple of really exciting things sort of coming up. One is the Film Festival Yearbook that is edited by myself and Dina Yornova, who is the project supervisor, who's the chair of the Film Studies Department. And we've got a sort of selection of scholars from all over the world actually contributing about essays about the film festival circuit. We have a fabulous website that Ruby has been working on. And we've got a workshop actually coming up in April where we're bringing on film festivals that we're bringing in a lot of the scholars who contributed to the yearbook that we're publishing, also critics and film festival practitioners who will sort of engage in a roundtable to kind of discuss the latest state of both festival studies and the festival circuit.
Okay, well, Reagan, Ruby, that's great. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to producer Michael Finley and to Reagan and Ruby for that conversation.